then go over here to Sandra.
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'd like to thank you for all the information that you disseminate to people just via radio, because it's really helpful, and I really appreciate the information that I've gotten.
Thank you.
I have a question today about liposomal vitamin C. Is that really the best way to get the vitamin C absorption that you need?
Yes, ma'am, if you can afford the stuff. It's still pretty pricey. But
yeah,
it is pricey. For those who that isn't an obstacle, yes, you can get more vitamin C in that way than anything else that's currently on the market.
And then what about, I think they're saying that the soy liposomal isn't good for you?
There's a little debate about that. Remember, the liposomal is done with mostly fats, and what they're being worrying about is that in whole soy, not the fat fraction, but in whole soy, there are estrogen-like compounds, and those don't bother ladies a bit. In fact, it helps them some. But with guys, it's not such a good idea to be using soy all the time. There's good work from Japan on that. So that's what the worry is, ma'am, and I don't think it's a big one with soy lipids, which is what's in the liposomes.
Oh, okay. And could I ask another question quickly?
Really quick.
Okay. Gout. I was reading on the internet, the Gout Buster was saying that you were recommending taking care of the stomach acid, which I hear you talking about regularly. Is that caused by a lack of stomach acid, or?
No, ma'am. Gout is not caused by a lack of stomach acid. However, it can very, very frequently be solved with, of all things, vitamin C and lithium. Low-dose lithium, not high-dose like for bipolar, because some genius physician published in the AMA journal in the 1880s, I am not kidding, that lithium in low doses keeps the uric acid from forming crystals, and it's the crystals that cause the pain, not the uric acid itself. So I usually have people take vitamin C to bowel tolerance and get on a low dose of lithium, and they quit having gout attacks.
What's the low dosage of lithium?
Oh, it comes in 5, 10 milligrams, 10 milligrams, and 20 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
And unless the 10 doesn't work, I'll just say use the 10 milligrams before you think of going to 20.
Mm-hmm.
But one has to go to near to 40 before one might get toxic, so I don't worry too hard.
And how much vitamin C?
Oh, that's bowel tolerance, as much as your bowel will let you take without getting gas or diarrhea, and only you can find that out for you. We're all different there.
Okay, and then will that take care of the bluish-purplish marks that come from the gout on my ankle?
Those will kind of have to fade away on their own after you quit having gout attacks, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you very much, and once again, I do appreciate your information.
Well, thank you for calling, ma'am, and for listening.